Thanks, Greg. We've just caught up with Maestro Stefan Denev. In between performances of these two masterworks, you've talked about the relationship between these two composers. Why do they fit together so well?
I think that both Beethoven and Shostakovich are able to build incredible musical construction, really cathedrals, with very small elements. And they are master, both of them, in doing big form, to really organize the music in strong, long movements.
And they both make these powerful statements with seemingly simple lines.
That's exactly the case, indeed, that I'm always surprised how much they can say with such very minimal amount of notes. I mean, if you think of the 10th symphony that we're about to perform, it starts with just 6 notes, no harmony, and it's so pure, and right away the soul of Shostakovich is there. You have a presence, and it is quite miraculous. And the same thing with Beethoven. You know, the concerto started, as you heard, with just 4 notes, pom, pom, pom. And just those 4 notes repeated will be actually used in the whole first movement.
I'd like to talk about the Shostakovich because it's very personal and political, isn't it?
Extremely. Well, it's a testimony of the time, I have to say. You really feel the fear that existed in the Soviet time under Stalin, and that is just there all the time. And also, there are some very personal statements. For instance, the name of Shostakovich is repeated many times from the third movement, you know, this DSCH, so which is in music, if you use the German way to call the notes, makes D, E flat, C, B natural, Re, Mi, Do, Si. And he will repeat that more than 50 times. And he will actually interact his own name with another name, which is Elmira Nazirova, a student of him when he wrote this symphony. And he was secretly in love with her. And he decided to put her name, which will be in this case E-A-E-D-A. So Mila Mirela. And you will hear the melody at the horn that is really her name. And when he makes the horn play this wonderful Elmira melody, the symphony seems to start again, and actually in a different way, like if the world was ruled by love, and suddenly instead of fear you have suddenly the symphony starts with the same DNA but goes in another direction, and it is a very, very, very moving moment.
How secret were these secret codes?
Well, the code about Elmira Nazirova, about the love story, so the love story code was definitely secret until the 90s. Nobody knew that because she only revealed it herself when she was older and when Shostakovich was dead since already more than 15 years. The other code, which is the Stalin statement, I would say this one was clear from the start. You know, luckily for Shostakovich, when the symphony was premiered, Stalin was dead, so he didn't risk his life anymore with that. But and the other one, the his own name, this one actually was well known from the start. You know, it was clear this obsessional DSCH melody was not a hidden message. People knew about it.
So the DSCH and the code for the woman he loved were musical codes. And what was the Stalin?
Well, the second movement of the symphony is actually kind of description of Stalin himself. You know, it's actually, of course, a critique because it depicts actually horror and a terrifying monster. And this description is very clear. Everybody that heard this symphony from 54, from the premiere, would actually, 53, 54, would understand that this was indeed a description of Stalin.
Well, it's an amazing work because it has such variety in the tone and the pacing.
Well, the challenge for this symphony is the tension, you know, it's just to build the climaxes, to just really have a sense of construction when you are conducting the piece. But I have to say, indeed, what is fascinating with Shostakovich is that he writes just melodies that are so powerful that permanently you follow the red thread of the melody, and it's really the melodic aspect that impressed me the most in this symphony. It's a big choral symphony. It could be almost sung the whole time by chorus.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.